General Nadine, the leader at the 200-metre mark, is clear a length and a half. Tau K. Encounter is struggling, and they're followed down the outside by Gold Guru. General Nadine still the leader with 100 metres left to go. Now Encounter, and the clear is coming at him. Encounter hits the front. Encounter wins from Schubert and nose away third. General Nadine followed by Tau K.
Gee, it was a good addition of the Guineas that year with General Nadine leading and Encounter, who was a star 2-year-old, overhauling him in the shadows of the post. And it was ridden brilliantly by the one and only Raymond Shane Dyer. Clary Connors joins us this morning to look back on that marvellous victory, and it's great to have Clary on the program. Morning, Clary, you well?
Yeah, that gives you a bit of excitement here to hear that race again. That's great.
John Russell did a Bill Collins, and he rightfully so, at about the 250-metre mark, he said, Encounter is struggling, and he did look to be struggling right up until that last 75 metres where he suddenly picked up the bit and started looking through that gap.
Yeah, well, from about the 800 or 700 when he started going down the hill, Shane said he wouldn't go down the hill. He sort of, you know, he's on the wrong leg and he just sort of didn't want to go forward. And it wasn't, as you say, until he straightened up and he got balanced up properly that he come to the last bit. But he's a marvellous little horse.
It was a great race too, Clary. You get good additions and so-so additions of the Caulfield Guineas, but Umram was in it. El Mirada was in it. Schubert was a very good Hayes 2-year-old. Knowledge had won a Blue Diamond. Gold Guru was a weight for age horse. And General Nadine was one of the best sprinters we've had in the last 20 years. So in order for Encounter to win, he had to overcome a very deep field that year, didn't he?
He did. Yeah, it was a very good one. Let's just say General Nadine, he was one of the best horses out in the world, in Australia. But it was a great race, and, my horse took the last of the bit, he prevailed, which was very exciting.
It was a deserved win, too, because he made up for what should have been a Golden Slipper win as well.
Yeah, well, he should have won the Slipper. I don't know, everybody doesn't know what happened that day. Shane had the whip on him, and the horse was got sort of nearly a neck in front, and then he sort of, instead of continue hitting him with the whip, he just showed him the side of his head with the whip, and the horse seen that, and he ducked away, and that's why he ducked away. Not because he was hitting him, it's because he stopped hitting him.
Clary, I've always wanted to ask you, because you had so many great horses, and this is very much your wheelhouse, Fogate, comparing. Terse versus Encounter, who was the better colt?
Terse.
Because he reminded me of Zetative.
Yeah, well, I gave Terse to run the Silver Slipper, and he ran unplaced. Robert Thompson rode him, got off the horse, and said, Mr. Thurnley, but all them horses have been today, I'll never beat him again. Thanks for the ride, and walked away, and I sort of looked at the owner, and the owner looked at me, and he said, what do you mean? I said, I think he thinks that might be a good horse in the future. And his next 13 starts, he had 11 wins in 2 seconds.
Gee.
People don't realise how good a horse he was. His last second when he got beat in at the Valley 2,000 metre race. I forget the horse that beat him. He got pulled up next day. He had a virus and he nearly died at the Werribee Vet Clinic for over a month. But he just never the same horse then. But he was a terrific horse. Tough. He was tough. And Encounter was a very, very, very athletic horse, but a little bit soft.
It seemed that era, Clary, too. Trainers were more, I suppose, interested in running those horses a lot more. They tend to be wrapped up in cotton wool and shipped off pretty quickly these days.
They do. The studs run pretty quick. That's right. The other horse I had, which, you haven't even mentioned, probably the best horse I ever had, was a horse called Moolwar.
Yes.
He won the Cadbury Guineas at Flemington, and he never raced a 2-year-old, only raced two small seasons as a three, only raced as a 3-year-old, and he had a little injury to his tendon, and they retired him straight away, which was a terrible, terrible shame, because he was a superstar, that horse. He was something else, and he went to stud, he was in third old. That was a bit of a waste.
Ended up in China or Mongolia or somewhere from memory.
Yeah, he went to China to stand at stud. There's a horse that was in fertile. Now I can't work that one out.
No, and a long way to take a horse who wasn't going to deliver much to the table. Hey, Clary, I had a good chat to Darren Beedman, obviously another very big prominent player in your Halcyon days as well, about the beauty of Animo and Lonro, and then you just expressed your frustration with Millwood, is that unlike the young colts of today who are whisked off to stud before we even find out if they're any good or not, we've been able to see them season after season, I mean, get to the bottom of their ability and then send them off to stud with a full appreciation of what range of skills those colts have had. Does it frustrate you that some of the better ones, and probably some of yours did as well through things that you couldn't control with breeders, but is it really frustrating when a colt at the top of his game and yet to fully furnish is taken off the racetrack?
Yeah, well, I'm sure as far as I'm concerned it is. You know, when we have a really nice horse, good horse, and you know, we all get wrapped up in him and we want to see him continue racing because it's part of our life and our expectation of what our horse is going to do for us. And, you know, and it's as I say, it's all part of our life. We want it's thrilling to see him go to the races and keep getting better all the time and be very competitive against the other best horses in the land. So, they go to the stud too early, I think.
Hey, Clary, Encounter was an amazing performance and a great memory in the Caulfield Guineas. Unfortunately, a couple of years later, you did have another horse first past the post in Scalato.
Further back in trouble, Little Dozer from Sarson Trail, and getting out is Fabu. Phoenix Park in front, Scalato back to the rail. On the outside, here comes Show a Heart. Scalato getting up on the inside. Scalato hit the front on the fence. Show a Heart on the outside of it. Further back out, wider is Fabu, but Scalato right up on the inside wins easily. Scalato two lengths, Show a Heart third, Fabu.
It was a positive swab. I remember, I think, was it Greg Willis or one of the breeders? He went to Victoria, and because they took the guineas off him, he couldn't make any traction at all in the breeding. But what was the story with Scalato's positive swab, Clary?
Was it
lignocaine or was that
no? He had a bit of a virus and he'd been treated. The vet told me what to treat him with and everything, and we'd done everything, was fine, but it showed up and that was it, you know. But as you know, we lost the race and got fined.
How devastating was that as it played out? Because he was a really good... What people forget is he had a very good spring. He was a terrific three-year-old, Scalato. Was it easy to understand as the drama unfolded?
Well, it wasn't, you know. The amount of... whatever it was, I forget now, they found in the horse was... I can't even remember. It was 0000, not nothing. Easy, you know, but there was something there, so shouldn't have even shown up shouldn't have lost the race anyhow, you know. But we've done everything we were supposed to have done, but it just appeared and there it was.
Amazing with horse racing how something as benign as that in such a race as that, it's a $20 million positive swab or a $15 or $10 million positive swab.
Yeah, well, it's not enhanced in any way. It was a medical thing, so it wasn't enhanced in any way at the horse whatsoever. So, you know, they've got to sort of understand these things sometimes. Horses are very delicate animals and they're under a lot of stress all the time. And, you know, the weather, it gets involved, they get wet all the time, and so it's wet in here in Sydney,
but
it's pouring rain again.
Oh, I know. The weather up there must be a nightmare for all of you trainers. So, Clary, one, I want to ask you about the current horses that we've got racing. We see Animo and Zaki and the like, but we don't seem to have the great depth back in the time where, remember your champion Research and the horses she was racing against?
Riverina Charm was a great rival.
Why do you think we don't seem to have as great a depth at our top level horses as we used to do?
I think it's all spread now. When you're talking about horses I've had previously years ago, it was the races were on in Sydney, and horses we could compete against each other and everything else. Now there's such a variety racing, such a variety everywhere that all split up. So there's, you know, Sydney now clashes dreadful with Melbourne. And there's so many races worth $1 million. It's like every program out of the carnival in Sydney and Melbourne worth $1 million or more. Well, you know, owners and trainers have got a chance to place their horses where they think they might have a better advantage, where before we're competing against each other.
So it's good for the owners and trainers, but not good for the game.
Well, I don't think it is, really. You know, we've got some nations that have been put in Sydney here, and which I was against, and the crushing was like a Melbourne Cup and Gulf of Guineas days and things like that, where it didn't used to before, you know, and great racing, you know, and it's a different type of horses are going to win it, and, you know, I don't know.
No, and it's amazing that not enough people can see it exactly the way you described. Hey, Clary, there's an old saying that a horse never loses its ability. You're just going to find it again. you know where I'm going with this, don't you?
I don't know.
You can still train, but you've just got to find the right one to come through. Is there anything that's sticking its head out of the box at the moment?
Oh, I've got a couple of horses coming along. Yeah, I've got a couple of horses. Yeah, same thing. The wet weather's mucked us all up over the last 6 months. I've got a little filly in Melbourne tomorrow. She's in Sydney and she's in Melbourne for Chalante. She shows a bit of promise. She's in the three-year-old fillies race in Melbourne.
So okay. Will you bring her to Melbourne?
Well, I'm tossing up to because it's a fillies. We don't have fillies, three-year-old fillies races in Sydney for some reason. It's quite strange. They're all fillies and mares. So nominated there and it's a big field, 16 runners. And I've got her in the Roman Consul here. There's only 7 runners or something, but it's a bog track, so I'm trying to decide what. The easiest option I'm after.
It's always the best way to go. Hey, just one quick last one from me. You had one out of Dear Demi last season or the season before. Any more through Dear Demi coming through that are showing you anything?
Not a lot. There's nothing else. Now I don't know what else he's got coming along. He had one went through the sales thing out I'm Invincible, I think it was. It's a giant of a horse, so he's going to need time. He hasn't done anything at this stage. Clary, I haven't got it in here, so I don't know where it is.
Clary, great to catch up and relive some of your memories with the Caulfield Guineas. So many champions over the years, and we hope we'll see you at Caulfield on Saturday.
Yeah, well, I'd like to be there. The weather's good, is it?
Yeah, weather will be fine. It'll probably be a good 4 or a soft 5.
That's nice.
Never rains here, Clary.
Yeah, must have changed. We've got your weather up here.
We handballed it to you.
Good to chat, life. Clary. Thanks for your time.
No worries.
Good on you, mate. Giving myself a tick here, but Les Carlyon actually said to me, I described Clary once in a story, and Les thought it was the funniest thing he'd ever heard. I called him half man, half cartoon because he's popping jacket night. And Les, and he is, was always larger than life in every way. And the scenes with him, Bob Hawke, Singo, all Bell the Golden Slippers, like the scenes in the Mounting Yard, yeah. Rose Hill, were just extraordinary.
Four Golden Slipper winners he's trained.
Yeah, yep.
Matty, we will read all about it, rsn.net.au. We'll have a quick break. On the other side of this, the trial files heading to...